理课堂听 class.com。
Everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. It's great to have you with us today as we begin our Say It Right article. Isn't that true, Liz?
Vicki.
Steve, I'm so sorry.
Hey, well, nobody's perfect, including Vicki. We're going to be talking about something that we learn when we're studying a foreign language, something that we learn first. Usually, it's how to say sorry.
It's a very important thing to learn to say, how to say sorry in another language. Well, our lesson is called Sorry About That, and it says nobody's perfect, so we want to learn when we do make mistakes what we can say. Join us on page 24 as we get started.
Sorry about that. Even if your English isn't great, your good manners can make a good impression, and even excellent English won't make up for the damage done by being impolite. To get along well with people, you may have to excuse yourself or apologize at times. Here's how. Apologizing for arriving late. Jackie, Leona, and Chris are members of a college singing group. They have arranged to meet to plan an upcoming concert. Jackie arrives at the meeting place on time. Leona arrives 20 minutes later.
Hi, Jackie. I'm so sorry I'm late.
Did you get stuck in traffic?
No, I was in the library and just lost track of the time. Please forgive me.
Well, students, as we mentioned, the title of this lesson is Sorry About That, and that's what we would say if we make a mistake. We would often say that to the other person, Sorry About That.
Right. Well, let's get started in first line here. It says, even if your English isn't great, your good manners can make a good impression. So if your English isn't that good, you can still make a good impression by being polite and even smiling.
That's right. Let's look at the whole sentence. It says, even if your English isn't great, your good manners can make a good impression. And we see good used twice in the sentence. And actually, they have a little or a slightly different meaning, we might say. First, to have good manners means to have excellent manners or manners that are appropriate, right?
Right. Knowing what to do, knowing what to say in certain circumstances. Good manners.
But when we say good impression, we're actually talking more about a positive impression that you leave with someone.
Right, and we want to do this. We've been talking about this in our Say It Right series, how to present yourself in an English environment in a way that would give other people a good impression about you. And I hope that through these lessons, we can help take some of the mystery mm-hmm. out of it.
Okay, so even if your English isn't perfect, if you have good manners, that will help a lot. But notice it says, and even excellent English won't make up for the damage done by being impolite. So we're seeing here that being polite, having good manners is very important.
Well, friends, if you remember a few months ago, we were talking about making a good impression, and sometimes we make a bad impression, mm-hmm. and we want to erase that. And that's what the author is talking about here, trying to make up for the damage of being impolite or by being impolite.
So you can have great English. You may be able to speak English very, very well. But if you're rude or you're impolite and you hurt someone else, then it takes a while to make up maybe for the damage done. Now, this idea of making up for something really gives us the idea that you do something to compensate. You've done something wrong. Now you have to do something good to make sure that it balances things out.
Right. You have to repair it or fix the damage. Let's take a look at this in today's skit.
A
And here's your coffee, sir.
Oh, you just spilled coffee all over my new suit.
Sir, I'm very sorry, but I promise I'll make up for it.
Give me that rag.
Oh, I can't believe how careless you are. You spilled his coffee all over his expensive suit.
Well, ma'am, I'll pay for it. I promise I'll make up for it.
Well, I should hope so. This was all your fault. I hope you make up for it. You spilled my coffee all over my new suit.
Well, sir, I am going to make up for it. I promise.
But when?
I'll make up for it right now. Fred, we need another cup of coffee at table 7 right away.
What about my new suit?
Well, it is a nice new suit, sir. Except for that coffee stain. Ooh.
Well, that's one way to make up for something that you've done wrong. But here we're talking about sometimes you need to know what to say when you do something wrong.
Right. Maybe you've hurt somebody's feelings unintentionally by something you've said. You need to know how to mend it or fix it, make up for it. Well, line 4 says, to get along well with people, you may have to excuse yourself or apologize at times. Here's how.
Okay, so sometimes we may have to excuse ourselves or apologize because of something that we've done wrong. So our writer does say, here's how, and our writer will now give us some tips to do this.
Okay, here's an example. The first example, we learn there are some friends getting together, and some of them are late. And that's a good time to use these words or phrases, saying you're sorry in English, apologizing for arriving late. Well, Jackie, Leona, and Chris are members of a college singing group. Now, they may be the only members, or they may be part of a larger singing group. We don't know that.
No, we don't, but we do know that they have agreed to meet. It says here they have arranged to meet to plan an upcoming concert. So first of all, they made an arrangement to meet or to have a meeting so that they could plan this concert. There would obviously be some things that they would have to decide on before they put on the concert.
Okay, it's upcoming. It's happening soon, maybe within a week or a month, and they're getting together to plan it. Well, Jackie arrives at the meeting place on time. But the others do not. Leona arrives 20 minutes later. That's pretty late.
Okay, so when we say someone arrives on time, then they are there when they say they will be there. If the meeting's at 2 o'clock, then they will be there at 2 o'clock. But we find out Leona arrives 20 minutes later. Now, for some people, that's no big deal. But for others, time is very important.
It is. Usually, if someone is late 5 or 10 minutes, you can understand and perhaps easily forgive them. But when it goes beyond that, there is something wrong, and maybe a phone call is in order.
That's right. But she comes late, and she says, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I'm late. And so she realizes that she has done something wrong, and she wants to apologize to Jackie.
Okay, so that's our first useful phrase. I'm so sorry I'm late. Jackie says, did you get stuck in traffic? Now, perhaps Leona was driving, and maybe she got stuck in traffic. Stuck, we know, is when something can't move.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get stuck in traffic, you are in a traffic jam, and your car is not moving.
Right. You can get stuck in a meeting. You can get stuck in different things. It's the different situations as well. So here, she could have been stuck in traffic. Now, actually, Jackie could have left this conversation alone, or she could have just dropped the subject, but she continued on by saying, oh, were you stuck in traffic?
Okay. Leona says, no, I was in the library and just lost track of the time. Please forgive me. So she was in the library and she wasn't even thinking about the time. And often that happens when we're having a lot of fun or when we're very busy with something, we don't pay attention to what time it is.
So you can lose track of something. When you lose track, you don't know where something is or what's happening. We sometimes lose track of time. Sometimes we lose track of a person. We can lose track of count. When we're counting something, we can lose track. It just means you don't know where you're at.
Right. Well, we're going to visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room. And after that, we'll have more of our lesson.
Hi, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. So, Ken, what do you want to chat about today?
I have a question about this word upcoming. The lesson mentions an upcoming concert. Now, can we say the concert is up and coming?
No, you can't. There's a difference between upcoming, which is one word, and up and coming, which is three words. If something is upcoming, it is approaching or will happen soon. But up and coming usually means that someone or something is rising to fame or gaining success.
So I could say that Wang Jianming is an up-and-coming baseball player?
That's a great example. And I could say that I went to a concert and saw some up-and-coming bands.
Upcoming, 一个字表示即将来到,最近将要发生的, 比如说 an upcoming meeting, 一个最近要开的会, 而 up and coming 三个字呢, 这是一个片语, 表示一个新秀,一个新人的崛起, 而且 前途很看好的。 如果我们说某某人是 up and coming， 就是说他前途很看好， 以后一定会声名大噪。 Now Rachel, I have another question. Jackie asked Leona, did you get stuck in traffic? Is that the same as traffic jam?
Yes, it is. If you get stuck in traffic, you are in a traffic jam. And that just means there are so many cars on the road that traffic slows down or stops.
Oh, I hate being stuck in traffic.
Me too. Here's a sentence for our students, Ken. With the upcoming holiday, our family is leaving early to avoid getting stuck in traffic.
Hey, good sentence. Traffic 是交通, 交通状况, 那交通状况当然是有好有坏。 如果说 the traffic is good today, 是说今天交通很顺畅, 没有塞车。 The traffic is bad, 是说交通不好, 也就是有所谓的 traffic jam, 就是塞车。 那 get stuck in traffic, 字面上是卡在交通中, 意思呢, 当然就是塞车塞得动弹不得。
Let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
What is something that you may need to make up for? A. Forgetting someone's birthday. B. Getting a high score on a test. C. Sending flowers to a friend. What is something that you may need to make up for? A. Forgetting someone's birthday. Yes, if you forget someone's birthday, you probably should try to make up for it, especially if you forget my birthday.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We want to continue with our lesson, Say It Right.
Well, we know that it takes some skill to apologize to someone, but did you know it also takes some skill in receiving an apology?
Receiving or accepting an apology. Join us on page 24 now in the right-hand column as we continue.
Sorry about that. Accepting an apology.
That's okay, Leona. No harm done. I spent the time working on one of my own assignments.
Well, thank you. You're very gracious. Personally, I hate it when people are late. Have you seen Chris?
No, I haven't. I hope he gets here soon. We have a lot to discuss, and I have to go to class in 35 minutes.
Politely telling someone they've made a mistake. Chris finally arrives a few minutes later.
There you are. I've been looking all over for you.
All over? Why? We've been right here all along. At least I have.
Right here? But we agreed to meet in the cafeteria.
Actually, we didn't, Chris. We met there last time, but it was a little too noisy, remember?
Okay, the title says accepting an apology. Now, we mentioned having someone apologize, the verb. the apology is the noun here. And what do you do when someone apologizes to you? How can you accept that apology?
Right. We know that Leona was late for her meeting with Jackie and some others. She apologized. Now, Jackie says, "That's okay, Leona. No harm done." And what that means is it's not a big deal. She was late 20 minutes, but it's not a big deal. No harm done. Sometimes, Vicki, 20 minutes is a big deal,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right. It could be a big deal. Notice we say no harm done. Probably more correctly, we should say no harm was done, right? But in this case, it's very informal. No harm done. It's okay. She's not hurt. Her feelings weren't hurt. No one else was hurt by this. So it's all right.
Okay. When you're waiting for someone or you have a meeting, it's always a good idea to take along some extra work or some reading material just in case they're late. And that's what Jackie did here. She says, "I spent the time working on one of my own assignments." So she's a college student. Perhaps she's working on some homework.
You know, I learned a lesson a long time ago that really helped me because I hated it when people were late. And then if I didn't have something to do, it felt like a lot of harm was done. My time was wasted. But if you can do this, then you can do work on something else and your time won't be wasted.
Right. So while you're waiting, do something else. Perhaps read a book. Well, Leona said, "Well, thank you. You're very gracious. You're very gracious." And that's the skill in accepting an apology, is to be gracious. There's a way to politely receive the apology.
Right. When I think about someone being gracious, I think about them being very kind and very warm, very polite about the situation.
Right. Very compassionate or courteous is another word I mm-hmm. think of, courteous. Well, she says, "Personally, I hate it when people are late." Now, she is probably a little embarrassed because she hates it when other people do it, but now she's done it herself, so she knows how it feels, and she hates it. She says, "Have you seen Chris?" Now, she doesn't mean literally, "Have you ever seen Chris?" What she's saying is, "Where is he? The meeting has begun."
Right. Chris should also be at the meeting, but he's not there. She was late. She expected that when she got there, both Jackie and Chris would be there. Chris is not there, so she wants to know where he's at. Well, Jackie says, "No, I haven't. I hope he gets here soon." So we see Chris is late as well.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot to discuss, and I have to go to class in 35 minutes. So they're going to discuss, remember, about the concert that's coming up soon.
Well, let's look at the next section. This says politely telling someone they've made a mistake. Now, a lot of times people will point out their own mistakes and apologize, but sometimes you may have to point out someone's mistake.
This is a very good skill to have. It requires a lot of tact, we say, T-A-C-T, a lot of tact, which means being polite and gracious. So, Chris finally arrives a few minutes later, so he's more than 20 minutes late. Maybe he's about 25 minutes late by this time.
And notice how Chris starts the conversation. He says, "There you are," as if it was strange that he would find them there. He says, "I've been looking all over for you." Now, that's interesting, don't you think, if they had planned to meet there?
Right. It's as if he were going around the campus or around the school looking for these two. Perhaps they were lost. So Chris was thinking, "They're not where they should be. I should go look for them."
Sometimes we might say, "I've been looking for you." But when you put "all over" here, it really exaggerates it and shows that he was searching for them. He was looking maybe in several places.
Well, obviously, there's some confusion here. Now, who is confused? Who is the person that made the mistake? Jackie says, "All over? Why? We've been right here all along. At least I have." Now, Jackie's saying, "We've been right here, right where we agreed to meet. At least I have." And that's kind of a little joke to Leona, saying, mm-hmm. "Leona was a little late, but I was here since the beginning."
Right. Notice she says "all along." So the whole time she has been in that spot. So she doesn't understand why Chris said, "I've been looking all over for you," because she's been right there. And that's where they planned to meet.
Okay, so we see the confusion. I think Chris was a little confused. He said, "Right here, but we agreed to meet in the cafeteria." So now the meeting place was a little confusing to Chris.
Okay, so Chris had the idea that the meeting was supposed to take place in the cafeteria, but we find out that actually that's not true at all, right?
Right. And here is the proper way to show someone that they made a mistake or that they were a little misinformed. Leona says, "Actually, we didn't, Chris. We met there last time, but it was a little too noisy, remember?" So apparently they had a meeting in the past. It was too noisy, so they decided to change the place for the next time.
Okay, so we notice here that Leona and Jackie don't yell at Chris, and they don't say, you should have known better, you should have been here. But they said, actually, Chris, we didn't do that. We had planned to meet here because it would be quieter.
Yeah, some people could get very angry and say, no, Chris, you're wrong. You made a mistake. But they were very gracious and said, no, I'm sorry, Chris. We actually decided to meet here.
Remember?
Yeah.
And I don't know if Chris remembers right away, but we'll find out, I think, next time. Right now, it's about time for us to go to see what Michelle has for us and some language tips. Join us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 make up for something 这个动词片语。 Make up for something 是指弥补、赔偿某种损失或缺憾。例如 Please let me pay. It's the least I can do to make up for my mistake. 请让我付钱，好弥补我的错误，这是我至少该做的。如果是 make it up to someone 是指补偿某人的损失。例如 Sorry that I can't go out with you today. I'll make it up to you tomorrow. 对不起，我今天没办法陪你出去，明天我会补偿你的。下一个重点我们看 lose track of something 这个动词片语。 Track 是指轨迹或轨道，所以 lose track of something 就是指忘记某件事，或者是搞不清楚那件事情的状况。课文中提到的 lose track of the time 是指忘记几点，或者是 I lost track of how many people we invited to the party. 我搞不清楚到底我们邀请多少人来参加派对。最后我们看 gracious 这个形容词，它是从 grace 恩典或恩惠这个名词衍生出来的。形容词 gracious 在这里是指宽宏大量的或者是仁慈的。我们来看一个例句。He was gracious enough to forgive me. 他竟然宽宏大量到愿意原谅我。 And I hope you won't lose track of the time and forget to come back tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye.
Make up for something. Brad gave his wife some flowers to make up for forgetting her birthday. Gracious. When I broke Kevin's computer, he was very gracious. He told me not to worry about it. Sorry about that. Even if your English isn't great, your good manners can make a good impression. And even excellent English won't make up for the damage done by being impolite. To get along well with people, you may have to excuse yourself or apologize at times. Here's how. Apologizing for arriving late. Jackie, Leona, and Chris are members of a college singing group. They have arranged to meet to plan an upcoming concert. Jackie arrives at the meeting place on time. Leona arrives 20 minutes later.
Hi, Jackie. I'm so sorry I'm late.
Did you get stuck in traffic?
No, I was in the library and just lost track of the time. Please forgive me.
Accepting an apology.
That's okay, Leona. No harm done. I spent the time working on one of my own assignments.
Well, thank you. You're very gracious. Personally, I hate it when people are late. Have you seen Chris?
No, I haven't. I hope he gets here soon. We have a lot to discuss, and I have to go to class in 35 minutes.
Politely telling someone they've made a mistake. Chris finally arrives a few minutes later.
There you are. I've been looking all over for you.
All over? Why? We've been right here all along. At least I have.
Right here? But we agreed to meet in the cafeteria.
Actually, we didn't, Chris. We met there last time, but it was a little too noisy, remember?
Steve, I was wondering, when you make mistakes, do you find it difficult to apologize to other people, especially in Chinese?
Well, Vicky, I have a lot of practice apologizing in Chinese and English. It's very easy for me to do that now. What's hard for me is pointing out an error or a mistake in someone else and doing it graciously.
Ah, so it's maybe easy to point out the mistake but not do it graciously?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hopefully this lesson will help all of us students. Join us next time as we learn more about apologizing and accepting apologies. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.